Good evening. Welcome to The Unknown and Unheard. My name is Kyle Kaufman, here through every Wednesday night right here on WJAA. Or if you can't catch me on the air, catch me on the web at the UNU blog, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. So much stuff up there for you. Podcast the show, learn how to podcast the show, check out the album art for all the songs I play, then go download or buy all the songs that I play. It's all up there waiting for you at the UNU blog. Tonight kind of marks the beginning of a crappy time of the year for a music fan. From about Thanksgiving until the new year, pretty much all facets of the music industry seem to just fold up their tents and hibernate. Nobody really does anything from the artists. There might be some tours going on, but you don't see a ton of releases coming out right now. Then you don't see a lot of critics or bloggers, people with sites putting out a lot of stuff other than best of lists. And they try to get those best of lists out earlier each year, it seems like. One extremely useful site if you're looking for new music is called Large Hearted Boy, also books and movies. He does a really good job with it all, but he compiles lists of all these best of lists. It was stunning to see how fast that list got so big, even before the end of November. Everybody putting out their best of 2010 lists, but I'm not going to do that here. What I do, and what I've told you I do every year, is I scour those lists and usually find you some of the best stuff that I missed throughout the year, and I'm not too proud to say that I miss a lot of stuff. There's a whole bunch of music that I can't fit into 1 hour and that I can't listen to in 1 week. So I find a lot of cool stuff and bring you stuff that you didn't hear all year. It may have came out at the beginning of the year, it may have came out last month, I just didn't get my eyes or ears on it until now. Like the first band who is bringing you a brand of rock you don't hear too often now, unfortunately. The band is called Jeff the Brotherhood. They're kicking off the show this evening. Their third album is called Heavy Days. Tonight I have the track Mind Ride, and I'm not sure what it is about rock music these days. It's kind of hard to find a lot of quality music out there in the rock department, especially the heavier rock department, if you ask me. A lot of it sounds very similar to all the other stuff, overprocessed. Not a lot of it just really stands out and pops, but Jeff the Brotherhood is doing a mighty fine job with Mind Ride. I've listened to this song so many times this week, it's not even funny. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
Well, I'm a mind rider, oh baby, let's go. I'm gonna take you to the never, never zone.
Yeah.
There is something refreshing about a band that is just a guitar and drums and vocals, like Jeff the Brotherhood. Mind Ride was the track there. Heavy Days was the third album from them. It's just two brothers, Jake and Jamin Oral. That's J-A-M-I-N is the second brother, and Oral, O-R-R-A-L-L, Jeff the Brotherhood. And for those of you keeping track at home, Jeff is the first of six brand new to the UNU bands that I have for you this evening. Next up, I have a set of three, led off by another brand new band, ANR, or Awesome New Republic. Kind of a silly band name. I think that's why they probably like to go by ANR, but maybe not. Or maybe it's more the people like me who have dubbed them ANR instead of Awesome New Republic when they're trying to present bands to another group of people who might be kind of skeptical of a band called Awesome New Republic. Anyway, they have a great song. It is called Endless Field of Mercury. It is off Stay Kids, their debut full-length, I believe. Couldn't really find a ton of info out there about this band, but they're from Florida. Big, big driving pop anthem, The Endless Field of Mercury by A&R. And that track really made me think of, one song that was just driving me crazy. I couldn't figure out what the song that sounds very similar to this Awesome New Republic track. So I looked through my over a month's worth of music in iTunes and finally found Kissaway Trail. It's an older track, came out in 07. I think it may have been on one of the first 10 UNU shows that I ever did. It's called Smother Plus Evil Equals Hurt. And then when I went back and found that one, I remembered that I had done this before. It was deja vu. After a little bit of searching, didn't take as long that time, I remembered the track 2, the number 2, by The Antlers, off The Antlers' third album, Hospice, out in 2009. Another big pop, big driving pop song. So I'm bringing you all three of those. Starting it off with Awesome New Republic, The Endless Field of Mercury. After that, The Antlers with the song 2. And closing it out with Kissaway Trail, Smother Plus Evil Equals Hurt. These songs just mash up so well together. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
Tiny little wrist on the girl hand. Tiny little hand on the girl hand. Where you gonna go when the world don't need you? Don't need you. Oh, 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 oh.
glass inside my feet and raining down from the ceiling. You open up the scars that I've just finished healing. You tore apart the canyon running down your feet. Now I thought that it was beautiful, it made me a believer. And as it opened, I could hear you howling from your room. But I hid out in the hall till the hurricane blew. When I reappeared and tried to give you something for the
is a
very similarly styled tracks right there. First up, Awesome New Republic, or ANR, The Endless Field of Mercury. It is off their debut album, Stay Kids. After that, The Antlers with two, the number two spelled out, off their third album, Hospice. And then closing it out with the oldest track of the three, The Kissaway Trails, Smother plus Evil equals Hurt. I think the Awesome New Republic's track adds a darker side that the other two don't have as much, especially if you go watch the video for that track, The Endless Field of Mercury. I think you'll say that even more so. Kind of a creepy beauty pageant video for that one. Interesting. Next up is a pretty big mashup of styles. First up, a band that reminds me a little bit of a... First up is a guy that reminds me of an even folkier version of the Mountain Goats. Definitely more stripped back. Englishman. He has a debut EP out, and he has a full-length self-titled out. I'm bringing you a track off his debut EP. I played you one from the self-titled last week. Ugly Rainbow is the track I got. Again, Taxidermy. It was out in 09, debut EP from this Lexington, Kentucky-based singer-songwriter. After that, a track from The Bees, or The Band of Bees here in the U.S. They are called The Bees in the U.K. due to conflicts with other bands. They are The Band of Bees here. I Really Need Love is the track. It is off their fourth album, Every Step's a Yes, came out this year. I played you a single that leaked out way before the album came out, a long time ago. Kind of forgot about it. Then, hey, I like The Bees. I should see if they finally have that album out, and they do. I Really Need Love, excellent track by The Bees. After that, The Sheepdogs. This is probably one of the tracks, maybe behind Jeff the Brotherhood, that I like best this week. Another more 70s feel rock, if you like. Humble Pie, for sure, would be, I think, about the closest thing related to The Sheepdogs. I Don't Know is the track. It is off Learn and Burn, their second album. Again, big classic rock feel. Then closing it out with The Stepkids and Santos and Ken is the track. It is off their forthcoming self-titled debut LP. Big 60s, kind of more soul on this track than the one I played you last week, but still some psychedelia as well. The Stepkids, Santos and Ken, closing out this set of four. Before that, The Sheepdogs, I Don't Know. Second up in this set, The Bees, or if you live here in the U.S., The Band of Bees. I Really Need Love, and right now, Englishman, Ugly Rainbow. Am I talking too fast? We'll find it all online at the UNU blog, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
Hello, full of hair. I hoped I would find you somewhere in there. Tunneling away, leaving me with the keys like I'm your valet. Ugly rainbows here, warthog's wings are wide as a fishing pier. He flew off through the trees, left me in the arms of an awful freeze. Here.
Really need love now.
All right, we're going to keep on rolling on this kind of bonus edition of The Unknown and Unheard, though it's not really. I think it's a might be a bonus for those of you who listen to a lot of podcasts or go dig up a bunch of music and are kind of bummed that you don't get to see any new stuff these days because everybody's just working on their theme shows for the end of the year, Christmas music, which we do need to get some Sufjan Stevens Christmas music going before too long. But it'll just be a song each week. That's usually all I dedicate to it. I try to just, every week, bring you as much new stuff as I possibly can. I do a best of show, I do a Halloween show, and that's about all I bring you. And that's about all I bring you in the themed show department. So wrapping up the last four tracks, it was led off by Englishman with Ugly Rainbow. After that, The Bees, or The Band of Bees, I Really Need Love. Third up, The Sheepdogs, I Don't Know, off Learn and Burn. And closing it out with the Stepkids, Santos and Ken was the track. Their forthcoming LP is one that I am looking forward to quite a bit. Self-titled debut LP. All right, next up, I have a track that probably should have went with the Jeff the Brotherhood song, but I don't think this one's quite as approachable as the Jeff the Brotherhood track. This one is by Mr. Dream. It's another kind of post-punk in style. Maybe not quite as classic blues rock in style, but Mr. Dream, Learn the Language. It is off their first full length, Never Elaborate or Never Elaborate. I'm not sure which it is. They have two EPs out already as well. This kind of sloppy, loose post-punk Brooklyn band. Get this song if you like it from their record label site. That's linked up on the blog. Mr. Dream, Learn the Language. After that, a band I debuted last week, Abby Go Go. Louder Than Dreams is the one I have tonight. It is off their self-titled debut. Big synth, led by twin brothers, Bon and John Allenson. Maybe my favorite names recently. Bon and John Allenson from Abbey Go Go. Third up in the set, Lonely Galaxy, another band I debuted last week. Tonight I have the track Nuts, N-U-T-T-S, off their second EP. Again, still remind me a lot of Suckers, kind of slower tracks by Suckers. Also, maybe even a touch of Bright Eyes in there. You can also find some of their other stuff on record label as well. Lonely Galaxy, Nuts, and then closing it out with Solvents. Forgive Your Blood, the title track from the, as far as I can tell, only full-length album out. Washington State band, remind me a little bit of Matt Pond, PA. Before that, Lonely Galaxy, the track is Nuts. Second up, Abby Go Go, Louder Than Dreams, and right now, Mr. Dream, Learn the Language. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
Thank you.
Song left for you, but I'm gonna recap the last four just because I'm a nice guy like that. First up in that set, Mr. Dream, Learn the Language. Did you like that? I'm still kind of on the fence on how much I like Mr. Dream. After that, Abby Gogo, Louder Than Dreams. After that, Lonely Galaxy. I really want a full link from these guys. Like the sound that they're bringing, Lonely Galaxy. Nuts was the track, N-U-T-T-S. And then closing it out with Solvents, the last track there. Forgive Your Blood, the title track from what I believe is their full-length debut. Tonight, I'm going to close the show out with a very, very catchy, that'll get lodged in your head track by The Arbiters. More of a DJ, I would say, than a band. I'm sure that'll turn some people off, but I think this is just a cool track. It's from their Arrival EP. It's their debut EP, and it's from the DJ slash music supervisor Thomas Golubic from 6 Feet Under and Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad might be one of the best shows I have watched. Well, so's 6 Feet Under. Again, Arbiters, Tired Horse is the track. Download the whole thing for free if you like it. It's on the blog. This has been The Unknown and Unheard. My name is Kyle Kaufman. Thank you so very much for listening. Again, check me out at the UNU blog, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. Have a great night. All the tired horses in the sun. I'm supposed to get it right and done. Supposed to get it and ride me down.
great classics and the best new music.
Do it.
Do it on Radio 96.3. WJAA, Austin Seymour, Columbus.